BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, today Friday the 13th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Shannon 1001, expected Bailey 1007 by 1800 Friday. New low expected Sol 1011 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Zira, south at Zira. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South or southeast 3 to 5 at first in Humber, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Portland, Plymouth, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair, then thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly 4 or 5 at first in northwest, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic at first in north, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers in north, good. Fitzroy, Sol, south or southwest, veering west later 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, thundery rain later, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall, occasional rain or showers, fog patches in Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Rockall. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later in southeast Malin. Occasional rain and fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Bailey, east backing north or northeast, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5, rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Fair Isle, south or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, east or southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain and fog patches in Faroes, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, east northeast 4, slight rain 3 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast by east 5, 12 miles, 1007 now rising. Lerwick, southeast by south 4, 9 miles, 1017 steady. Wick Automatic, southeast 4, 4 miles, 1013 now falling. Aberdeen, southeast 3, 5 miles, 1013 falling slowly. Lucas, east southeast 4, missed 3 miles, 1011 falling slowly. Boomer, south by east 2, missed 2 miles, 1012 now rising. Bridlington, east 1, 1013 rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 2, 5 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 1, 2 miles, 1016. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north 2, 1015, rising more slowly. Jersey, south-southwest 4, 15 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 11 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, south by east 6, recent drizzle 1.5 miles, 1009 now falling. Milford Haven, south by east 4, 5 miles, 1010 rising. Aberporth, south 5, slight rain 5 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Valley, south 5, 9 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Liverpool, Crosby, south southeast 3, 16 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, slight showers 5 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, south 5, recent rain 2 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Malinhead, southwest 3, slight rain 1 mile, 1004, now rising. Macrohanish Automatic, south by east 5, rain 1.5 miles, 1004, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 12th of June. General situation, a broad and complex area of low pressure, currently centred to the west of the British Isles, will gradually move north and east to be centred over the United Kingdom by Saturday, bringing unsettled conditions with rain and showers, which will be thundery in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers for a time, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 3 or 4, backing east or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in south. Thundery rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Thundery rain or showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then showers, then thundery rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less. Then east or northeast, 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers, then thundery rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, veering southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then north or northeast later. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first in northwest, otherwise showers, perhaps thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, at first in northwest and poor elsewhere. Isle of Man, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southeast, correction, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first in east, otherwise showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east and poor elsewhere. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first in south, otherwise rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south and poor elsewhere. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or southeast 4 to 6, veering south 5 to 7, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, then mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, then veering southwesterly later in west. Showers later in west, good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And until tomorrow night, good night from me, Jim Lee.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and New York. Coming up on the programme, a big airliner crashes just after takeoff in India. There are more than 240 dead. Still no clear indication of the cause of the disaster, but what will it mean for Air India, and what will it mean for Boeing? Also today, the premier of a Canadian province on facing up to a difficult neighbour.
We do have a very strong relationship with the United States. We sell about $188 billion worth of goods and services from our province alone, most of that oil and gas.
Also, how geothermal energy is being harnessed to power some of Meta's AI plans, the challenge of affording beef in the US, and when even dollar stores can't make ends meet. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
With the BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Air India has confirmed that all but one of the 242 people on board its flight that crashed in Ahmedabad were killed. The sole survivor, a British national called Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, is being treated in hospital. The Boeing Dreamliner 787 was bound for London when it crashed into a medical college hostel less than a minute after takeoff. It's feared there are also many casualties on the ground. Relatives of the man who survived said he'd called them to say he had no idea how he got out of the plane. His brother was also on the flight. The BBC spoke to another brother in their hometown of Leicester.
We were all in shock as soon as we heard what happened. Just utter shock, that's all.
What has Vishwas told you about what happened to him so far?
Honestly, he himself has no idea like how he survived, how he got out of the plane. Well, when he called us, he was just more worried about my other brother. Like, just find Audrey. That's all he cares about at the moment.
The chief executive of Air India says it'll take time for investigators to find out the cause of the crash in Ahmedabad. Campbell Wilson says the firm's doing everything it can to help. US air safety experts are being sent, along with officials from the plane maker Boeing and the engine manufacturer GE Aerospace. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the disaster as heartbreaking beyond words. A Democratic Party senator has been wrestled to the ground and handcuffed after trying to ask the US Homeland Security Secretary a question at a news conference about the riots in Los Angeles. Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from a briefing in the city where Kristi Noem was discussing the official response to several nights of unrest. Democrats have condemned the incident as outrageous. Speaking later, Mr. Padilla said his treatment set a dangerous precedent.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cuts, to day laborers out in the law